from Oroville, 27th October 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe and Christoph. Sunny weather for Diwali in Oroville today. The sky is a little overcast with scattered clouds and light winds from the northwest. Temperatures range between 25 and 29 degrees. Following is an interview with Hemant talking about Deepavali.
Well, Deepavali is an equivalent of a big festival like Christmas in India. It's a festival of lights, and it comes on a new moon day, so when there is the darkest night, and it's to celebrate a victory over falsehood, represented by several epics. Every part of the country has different association. Well, in north of India, it is used as either Deepavali or Diwali. Both have the same meaning. The west of India, it is coinciding with the starting of the new year, the calendar year. And that is a celebration among more in the western part of the country. In the northern part of the country, it is the victory of the Lord Ram over Ravana, and when he reaches his kingdom back, that is the day of Deepavali. But there have been many other epics of many great people being born or many people dying on that particular day. So it has a lot of significance in many subcultures in India.
And there is, do you have present like for Christmas or?
There is a lot of exchange of gifts, presents, food, celebration, visiting family, friends, coming together, and a lot of crackers and sweets, and people die of eating practically.
Today, 27th October, is Diwali here in the south of India. In the north Hindi-speaking part of India, it's Deepavali, celebrated tomorrow, 28th October. Diwali signifies many different things to people across the country. In North India, it celebrates Rama's homecoming, that is, his return to Ayodhya after 14 years of exile and his defeat of Ravana, followed by his coronation as king. In Gujarat, the festival honors Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, and in Bengal, it is associated with Kali. Everywhere, it signifies the renewal of life, and accordingly, it is common to wear new clothes on the day of the festival. Similarly, it heralds the approach of winter and the beginning of the sowing season. The Democratic White House candidate, Barack Obama, has wished a joyous Diwali to the Indian American community in the United States, saying that the festival provides a wonderful opportunity to reflect on the year past and rededicate to spreading peace and tolerance in the coming year. Mr. Obama recalled that last year, while traveling across America and meeting people of every spiritual and ethnic background, made it clear that there is much more that unites us than divides us. There is a Deepavali celebration at Upasana today at 6 p.m. onwards until 9. Upasana is located on the way to CSR, just before the turning on the left. Everyone is invited to join that celebration, sharing light, flowers, and sweets. An invitation to all volunteers to a get-together and sharing on Wednesday, 5th November, 4:15 at Unity Pavilion. Topics will include, what is Oroville, a perspective, Oroville units and work in Oroville, general information on living in Oroville, volunteering possibilities, questions and answers. For more information, contact Min, 948-675-0671 or Shivaya at Unity Pavilion. The Oroville Theater Group presents A Perfect Sandcastle, a play by English playwright Rachel Barnett on Saturday and Sunday, 1st and 2nd of November, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevis at 7:30 p.m. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville radio.org. Thank you for listening.